It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 117, and today, Dr. Keith Meister, MD, is going to join us. He's the team physician and does all the UCL Tommy John surgeries for the Texas Rangers. Before we go anywhere and get anybody on here, though, we have got to talk about the big league team, who just took 3-4 in Detroit. They are 11-9 overall, leading the American League West. They are 5-5 in their last 10. You know, Leiter had his start yesterday. There were good things. Look, I didn't see it. I put it on Twitter that I didn't see it. I went back and watched all the highlights. From what I could tell, when he's making his pitches to the location he wants, he's all as advertised. Mm-hmm. But when he falls behind and doesn't, people can hit him. He is it's encouraging. And he also, let's be honest, he really only really gave up about 4 runs. But like I said, yeah, somebody that threw a fit about Tavares and all of that. They wanted to throw Tavares under the bus. And I was like, okay, let's look at this. Tavares had the winning RBI yesterday. He went 2-for-4. I said he missed a fly ball that went over 400 feet that he misplayed.
And he should have caught the ball.
Sure.
All right. I mean, he
got twisted all around going back.
He should have caught it.
Yeah.
All right. So Leiter, yeah, when his command was good, he was good. He missed too much. You know, he had 3 walks, but that doesn't really speak to the command issues. He was ahead in some counts, couldn't put away guys. They ended up getting hits or whatever. He would just miss locations like the entire opposite side of the plate at times. But there was a lot of good. The stuff is there. I mean, the pitches play, the fastball plays. When it's commanded, and that's it. That's for everybody. So, you know, you consider all the factors in an MLB debut, all the emotion, everything that goes into it. He was probably pretty fired up. Maybe when the Rangers went up 4-0, he kind of took a deep breath and took his foot off the gas a little bit. Maybe, you know, he talked about afterwards how he hadn't attacked like he had at AAA, where he had 25 strikeouts and only 3 walks. And look, you can't, That's really impressive in this day and age with the automated balls and strikes at AAA. That means that you're hitting your spots, you're getting ahead, and hitters are having to they chase,
right?
Even with the ABS, or your stuff is so good in the strike zone that you're just not getting any hard contact, and you're getting a lot of swings and misses. So there's a lot of good there. There are some things that need to work on. He acknowledged that as much afterward. Don't know where his next appearance will be. It could be back in Round Rock. I mean, basically this was a spot start, but the Rangers also need a reliever.
So he might get options.
He could get option, but there aren't a lot of great options right now in Round Rock because of injuries. So, if the Rangers can survive a couple days, maybe Leiter's bullpen day is Sunday. Maybe he can give him an inning or two Sunday. But the fact of the matter is he's a Major League Baseball player now. He's the number 2 overall pick in the 2021 draft. He's probably the most hyped Rangers prospect since David Clyde, honestly. So for this to finally happen, it's good. And I say finally, he's only got 2 professional seasons under his belt. I've always sided on the player side. You know, players will tell you when they're ready, and he's told the Rangers that he's ready. I think the Tigers and what he did yesterday kind of told him that he needs a little more work, but he's going to get it. Yeah. He'll be in the majors at some point this year, whether it's in 2 days, whether it's next week at some point, or whether it's the next time a need arises for a starting pitcher.
Well, and one thing he did prove too, now let's be honest. Yeah. Maybe the Tigers said he needed a little extra work. He did not do anything to say that the stuff's not there, that he can't be a big league pitcher. I mean, he there were some encouraging things that I saw.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, in the thing, in his start. So, I mean, look, he plays good. He may be the most hyped pitcher you're talking about since David Clyde, because I don't know, man. the hype that we've got all around Langford this year is some of the most that I've ever seen in a prospect.
Yeah, well, yeah, at the time with Leiter and when he was drafted, how bad the team was. And
well,
where
pitching
they were.
For sure.
Yeah. So anyway, so he you know, the Rangers didn't lose. No. Their offense had a good day.
Right.
You know, Tavares had an interesting day with the fly ball.
Base running blunder.
It was a blunder, but it ended up working in the Rangers' favor. But right. it was a bad play that really could have cost them the game, honestly. And anyway, and then he had a big hit in the ninth. So up and down game for him. But he's had a rough road trip. He's really hit the ball well. I think you're starting to see Leody Tavares come find his rhythm here at the plate. He's had some bad luck, but
got the winning RBI.
Leading off the, he didn't get the winning RBI. He scored the winning run, the go-ahead run.
Well, he got the extra run.
He got the insurance RBI.
He got the insurance RBI. Okay. I watched highlights, guys. Remember, I'm having to try to remember from highlights.
The series started off with Michael Lorenzen.
Who was not horrible.
Making his debut. He made pitches when he had to. He walked a few too many guys, but he got three double plays that kind of wiped those things out. And that's kind of what he does. You know, he if you look at him historically, he doesn't give up a lot of home runs, doesn't strike out a lot of guys, usually doesn't walk a lot of guys. So he didn't have his spring training. And so I think maybe he's still trying to find the feel for some things mechanically. And but hey, five scoreless innings, hard to complain about that. No matter how you get them, it's 5-0s and the Rangers ended up winning that game 1-0. Kirby Yates had a really good series. He had two saves and a win. Looks like he's now kind of firmly entrenched there as closer, though it's night in the opener in Atlanta. If there's a save opportunity, I'm guessing that goes to Robertson.
Yeah, he's not going to be available tonight,
I don't think. Yates has gotten four outs the last two games, so I would think that Daniel Robertson would be the guy. God dang it, I called him Daniel. David Robertson. do you remember Daniel Robertson? He played for the Rangers in 2014. Maybe a little bit in 15. Yeah. He was about 5'5". And when he got called up, we were in Oakland. When he got called up is when the Rangers were going through all these injuries and everything was terrible, but it was still early in the season. And they called him up and nobody had heard of him.
Yeah.
No one had heard of him. And there's a reason for that. I mean, he's no longer in the majors. He's a nice enough guy. He was extremely cocky for
little man syndrome
for him. But he was, nice guy, I guess a good story, that was kind of the year of good stories amid all the bad news with Profar and Moreland and Chu and of course, Prince Fielder. And, I'm sure I'm leaving out a ton of injuries. There was Robertson and Wilder Rodriguez and some stories like that, that were kind of heartwarming and, longtime journeyman minor leaguers making their major league debut. But anyway, pretty much every time I type David Robertson, the first thing in my mind is Daniel. So I've got to get rid of that. And so, but anyway, David Robertson, is a very accomplished major league pitcher and has 175 career saves. He may get a chance tonight.
Did you see the stat where the Rangers bullpen, if they could take out the seventh inning for the season, their bullpen is, the whole staff is like fourth in all of baseball.
Oh, no, I didn't see
that. But the seventh inning, LeClerc made it close again yesterday, but he did get him out of the seventh inning with no runs. But like the seventh inning, they got like a 10.8 ERA. Everywhere else is good and in every other inning. In fact, let's be honest, the back of the bullpen has not done bad. No. We're 14 games or not 18 games into it. They have not really been that horrible. Last year, we could see the writing on the wall. LeClerc has obviously struggled a couple times, but he's given him multiple innings, when he's come in the last couple of times. Still in, I know he's not closing, but he's still in some leverage situations. They're bringing him in with close games, which this is where he needs to be. I don't know. I'm never going to give up on LeClerc. I like him. He's a great guy. He faces it. And when his stuff's going, he's good. Now, going past now, Lorenzen, we were back on Lorenzen we were talking about. He did not look like a dominant number one starter, but he gave him five scoreless innings.
Yeah.
He
wasn't signed to be a number one starter.
Yeah, he's not a strikeout guy. He's so a ground ball guy.
He was signed to fill a need, and he's going to get a shot to fill it. So, Cody Bradford's hurt right now. This is a little back strain. He's supposed to be back in the 2 weeks. Josh Spores was supposed to be back, I think, Monday, but I don't think he's going to make it. He's just throwing. I don't think he's been off a mound yet.
Yeah.
So Brock Burke had surgery yesterday after he punched the door. It was a door, apparently. Whatever it was that he punched, it broke his right hand, and so he had surgery on that, and he's on the 60-day IL.
Which opened up the spot for Leiter.
That opened the spot for Leiter. So a lot of moving parts so far this season. I mean, the Rangers have had six guys make their MLB debuts this season, or maybe it's just five.
Let's look at it. What do we got? We
it's
got
Leiter. It's six. It's you start with Langford.
Right.
Foscue.
Wenzel.
Wynn.
Yep.
Leiter.
Okay.
So I think, and then
there's one more, because that's five.
There is one more, and I'm gonna give it to you as soon as I fight off the sneeze.
Okay.
Gosh darn it.
Look at the light. Look at the light. That'll make you sneeze.
Anyway, it's a lot.
Yes.
It's a big number. And
which is what you need for championship teams. You gotta have some guys.
But it's good. Yeah, it's a good thing that the Rangers have this depth and are able to lean on it. And again, you know, you look and it's like, hey, you know, you're gonna need guys.
Right.
Every team is gonna need guys. And you hope that you have good guys down in the minor leagues. And the Rangers, they do. I know Wenzel's still looking for his first hit, but he's a good defensive player.
He's actually had good at-bats.
He's put together some really good at-bats.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Foscue, he's on the 60-day now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
He must have.
Yeah, apparently it's Bruce Bochy said it's worse than Nathaniel Lowe's. And we know Lowe has been out. Really, he got hurt on March the 7th, and today's the 19th. So he's still probably a week away. So
He's in AAA now.
That's not insignificant injury. If you're going to miss 2 months because of a lat, you know. that's a big one. Austin Pruitt's the other guy who's come up, but it was not his major league debut.
Right. Yeah. So
I mean, he's been around since 2017. I didn't realize he'd been around that long. So an interesting story about him. He got optioned 9 times by the Rays 1 year. And so that's why there's now that rule where it's max of 5. And on the 5th one, you have to be DFA'd.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
So he was on the bus back and forth from Durham to Tampa Bay a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and let me say this, when you're a championship team and you're in the position you are right now, players have to step up. Josh Young has gone down with injury, and I had to take your hat off to everybody. I mean, Josh Smith has been amazing.
Very, very good. Yeah. You know, he had the big hit Wednesday in the win before the rain came. You know, he's just getting in there, and he's playing really good defense. Obviously, he's never going to hit for a ton of power.
No.
But he'll get on base. He'll take walks. He gets hit by pitches.
He dropped some F-bombs yesterday.
Yeah, that was pretty good. but he's proven to be a pretty handy guy. And, you know, there was some thought that I definitely thought it, that there was a chance that Josh Young wouldn't make the opening day roster. The Rangers had claimed Jose Barrero.
Or Josh Smith wouldn't make
Josh
the
Josh Smith. Yes. Josh Young was always going to make it. Yes. Well, unless he was hurt.
Yes, that's true.
But okay. Josh Smith, they had claimed Barrero, and he's out of options. And so there was a, you know, like if they really want to preserve this guy and make sure they don't lose him, then he would go, you know, he would stay. And Smith, who has the options, would be the tough luck guy. But Barrero made it through the waivers and really didn't show a lot in spring training. And I don't think he's playing right now. I think he's in extended spring training. So anyway, it's worked out pretty well for
did he clear waivers?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He cleared.
That's right.
It's worked out pretty well for the Rangers.
So they've got this guy who was he was a top prospect.
Yeah.
And I mean, highly ranked prospect. And if you can find something and get, maybe that's where to keep him there right now and just let him get his head right and get everything going.
Yeah. No, he was a Reds, top prospect, and the Reds are kind of really good farm system.
Yeah,
and their young talent is on display now every night. They'll be here next weekend, and but anyway,
Atlanta series coming up.
Yeah, that'll be a good test to where the Rangers are. They're going to have Heaney, Eovaldi, Lorenzen. The Sunday night game is on national TV. I think tonight is Apple TV, if I'm not mistaken, but whatever. Yeah, it'll be a good little test, and like to see how the Braves are beat up too. So
yeah,
but they're playing real well.
They're good.
They have so much talent.
That's the team that's going to give everybody seems to think the Dodgers are the team to beat in the National League, but I'm telling you, don't sleep on the Braves. They're good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord, they're good. And so it's great.
But I mean the Spencer Strider injury.
Oh gosh,
that's a blow. But you know, Spencer Strider, his surgery was performed by Keith Meister. So
yeah.
The Rangers are in an all right spot. They're still trying to feel things out.
They've got to survive this till they get some of these guys back.
You know, they're going to get low back. I'm thinking here on this homestand coming up.
Okay.
Max Scherzer will be back looking like early to mid May. So that's going to help. That's just going to be a shot of confidence. Spores will be back at some point. So, you know, if they can survive now, keep their head above water, they're above 500, they're in first place. They've never been out of first place.
No, ever. They've been tied
I think, with the Angels at one point. But you look at the rest of the division, everybody else is under 500. And the Astros are in the toilet. They're like 6-13 or 6-14. So
they are
getting Justin Verlander back.
They're 8-12.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day.
Yep.
I thought they were a little worse than that. But whatever. They're not good right now. And
No, they're 6-14. I was looking at the wrong thing. You're right. They're 6-14, 5 games back of the Rangers. Right now. I mean, look, there's a lot of grumblings and stuff happening down in Houston. But you know, while we're thinking about it, before we get, we've got to get out of here and
we'll get Keith on here and go from there. But yeah, a couple of things before we do that. One,
let's talk about Elvis.
A couple of things are going on at rangerstoday.com and T.R. Sullivan, a big baseball historian, loves to read baseball books. One of his favorite books is The Boys of Summer by Roger Kahn, and wrote about the Brooklyn Dodgers more than 50 years ago.
Still a great book.
TR wants to do The Boys of Arlington, and he started yesterday at rangerstoday.com with Elvis Andrus. It's pretty interesting. TR had Elvis every year that I was on the beat with TR, and I didn't realize that Elvis had made this impact. Looking forward to seeing all of these that he cranks out. He's retired. He can write whenever he wants, whatever he wants. But he seems pretty motivated by this one. And so we'll see what happens. And over 32 years, he's come across a lot of guys. And so we'll see. But if you want, it's only at rangerstoday.com, which is $5.99 a month or $60 for the year. If you're watching this podcast and you want to get a subscription, I will give you an annual subscription for $48. All you have to do is email me, Jeff@rangerstoday.com. I'll send you a QR code and everything will work out just beautifully. So we had a couple guys do it last week after announcing this, and I don't think they're complaining at all. So just hop onto the website and you won't regret it. It's $4 a month. If you get the $48 deal, it's $5 a month if you're feeling generous and don't. Either way, it's $5 as a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Just ditch the coffee one day a month and you're good.
Listen, there's another thing I want to kick around too with TR too.
Okay.
And you guys, we want your feedback if this is something you're mm-hmm. look, the memoirs that he is writing is fantastic. It goes all the way back to when Rangers Today started. He started writing his memoirs. For anybody that's an old school Texas Ranger fan, if you're not reading these memoirs, it's crazy. Jeff's been on the beat since 2008. TR's been on since, I think, 89 was when TR first came on, somewhere back in there.
Yeah.
He's been there 32 years before he retired. He's got great stories, especially about when the Rangers came here. We're thinking about doing a thing with TR, aside from this show itself, just one with TR, maybe get some Q&A with him, but come in, talk about his memoirs and all his stories. I mean, they're all amazing. If you've never seen TR or talked to TR, he's a storyteller. And it's, you know, we used to do it in the press box. You could just listen to him. He could bring up anything. He's like you and you beat writer brains are crazy. How y'all can just bring anything out of it. But TR says, hey, if you need me, we can do it. So you guys, what do you think about that idea? I think that's something we want to try to do maybe a couple times a month, just get him on and just.
Oh, yeah, well, let's spread it out. We don't want to run out of inventory. So
that's true. But maybe once a month.
Maybe we do a couple to start. And because, you know, he's written some that are fun and just kind of like countdown lists and sure. things like that. But they're like the, you know, the very first, not the very first one we did, but he did one that was about the origin of the team. And it was three or four parts, and there's just a lot to unpack in that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a guy that is – I'm 74, my first year to ever go to a game. I did not know all the backstory about trying to get the Rangers here. This thing, guys, I'm saving it. I'm not even going to give you a hint. I've always just thought Bob Short came to – Tom Vandegrift, and they just brought the Rangers down here that were the Senators. Man, there were other teams involved. There were almost other teams that came here.
Sure.
I mean, there is some backstory that I didn't know about, and we'll get TR and talk about that. That'll be the first one. That's just – it's a great story. One that someone like me who's known this team and followed this team since almost its inception, I learned a lot from that.
Yeah. Oh, I learned a lot, too.
I learned a lot from that that I did not know. There was a Senator involved. There was the Astros were the, again, just it'll heat the rivalry up at why the Astros tried to keep the Rangers out of Texas. I mean,
it sounds scandalous.
Oh, it was very scandalous. You know, you don't trust your government now. Hey, it was the same thing back then, apparently. Anyway, we'll get that on. But right now, guys, we're going to get out of here. We got to bring our guest on. Coming up next, we're going to have Dr. Keith Meister.